Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Washington State Housing Finance Commission conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require operator's assistance during today's conference, please press star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Ms. Danielle Pellegrino. Ma'am, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good day, everyone. My name is Danielle Pellegrino. I work here at Bayview Lakeview. I work in the Client Services Department, and I will be leading us through our training call. Before we go ahead and get started with that, I want to introduce Karina Obar. She is with the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Karina, is there anything that you would like to mention before we go ahead and begin?
Thank you, Danielle. Good morning, everybody. This is Karina Obar from the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. I would like to welcome you to our training call. I am very excited to host introduce Elise Rubin as well as Danielle Pellegrino at Lakeview Loan Servicing. They will be walking you through the underwriting and program overlays as well as the overview on how to use their system. And just to kind of recap, Lakeview will be purchasing our government home advantage loans, which are the FHA, VA, and USDA loans. And our current servicer, Service Solutions, will continue to purchase the Fannie Mae Home Advantage loans as well as all of our house key loans from our lenders. We have had a slew of lenders who have executed their documentation with Lakeview as well as fully executing their mortgage origination agreement. And we've had contact with a lot of the corporate offices that have not provided their MOA. So we're in the process of touching base with all of our corporate contacts for your lenders. Anyway, now I'd like to turn it over to Elise, and thank you.
Thank you, Karina. As Karina mentioned, my name is Elise Rubin. I'm a credit policy analyst here at Lakeview Bayview. And what you have in front of you is our Washington State Housing Finance Commission Home Advantage Government Loan Programs product matrix. Any of our overlays to the investor guidelines are identified as being underlined and italicized. At the top of the product matrix, we have our maximum FICO, LTV, CLTV restrictions. So for FHA, we identify the property as a one unit, including condos and HUDs, minimum FICO score of a 620 with an LTV of 96.5. And the CLTV, we do not overlay, we just identify to refer to the HUD housing handbook. For VA, same FICO of a 620, LTV of 100%. USDA, 620, again, with LTV of 100%. And both of those are exclusive of the finance guarantee or funding fees. For our eligible products and programs, we have an FHA 30-year fixed, as well as VA and USDA 30-year fixed. Under FHA, we also identify that limited 203Ks are permitted in addition to HUD 184. Ineligible products, under FHA, we have a standard 203K loan, good neighbor next door, and HUD $100 down with repair escrows. Under USDA, we have Rural Energy Plus loans, temporary buy-downs, and interest only not being permitted. Under loan limits, we hyperlink. So for FHA, we say max loan amount cannot exceed the FHA loan limits. Same with VA and USDA. Under income limits, we refer back to the commission's income limits. For borrower eligibility, must be a U.S. citizen, permanent resident alien, or qualified alien, and loans to LLCs are not permitted. Under our AUS and underwriting section, we identify that DU with an approved eligible or Freddie Mac LPA with an accept recommendation or a GUST with an accept eligible finding is required. Other customized automated underwriting systems are not permitted. Approved ineligible findings are permitted only for repair escrow when the cause of the ineligible is due to the escrow holdback. For FHA only, we state that manual underwriting is permitted where cases receive an approved eligible finding but requires a downgrade due to additional information not considered in the AUS decision that affects the overall insurability and eligibility of the loan. They're subject to additional requirements of a 660 FICO and a maximum 43 DTI. For VA and USDA, we identify that manual underwriting will not be permitted. DTI, we state that max DTI cannot exceed 45%. For our credit requirements, all borrowers with a credit score must meet the minimum representative credit score, which we identify above as a 620. A borrower with no credit score may be eligible as long as the occupant borrower has a credit score that meets the minimum representative credit score requirement. Private party verification of mortgage or verification of rent as a standalone document will not be permitted. 12-month cancel checks are required to document that payment history. Under employment and income verification, we state to follow the AUS findings. A verification of employment as a standalone document is not acceptable. And for future income, pay stubs are required prior to purchase by Lakeview. For FHA and VA IRS transcripts, whether it being 1040, 1099, or W-2 income used to qualify, are required for each borrower whose income is used. A little bit different for USDA, we do identify that 1040 transcripts are required for each borrower and adult household members whose income is used to qualify. Under assets, a verification of deposit as a standalone document will not be permitted. Under eligible properties, a one-unit single-family residence, including FHA and VA-approved condos and PUDs. Ineligible properties are listed as co-ops, mobile homes, condotels, hotel condominiums, timeshares, geodesic domes, working farms and ranches, unimproved land, and manufactured housing. Under our escrow repair section, all repairs must be complete and escrow holdbacks must be released prior to purchase. Pre-approval from Lakeview is not required. For tax liens and property flipping, we just identify to follow the investor guidelines. Renegotiated purchase agreement. Purchase agreements renegotiated after the completion of the appraisal that increase the sales price are only acceptable under these circumstances. The sales price adjustment is due to a price overruns that impact the tangible value of the property on new construction. An updated appraisal must be obtained to verify the value of the modifications. Or a renegotiation of only seller paid closing costs and or prepaids occur where seller paid closing costs or prepaids are common and customary to the market and supported by comps. For home buyer education is required for all borrowers listed on the note and deed of trust. And we refer back to the commission. For underwriting authority, these are delegated underwriting only. For buy-downs, we refer back to the commission. Under co-borrowers and co-signers, non-occupant co-borrowers are permitted, and non-occupant co-signers are permitted. Subordinate financing, we refer back to the commission for the requirements. High-cost loans, we identify that Lakeview will not purchase high-cost loans as defined by the CFPB. High-priced mortgage loans are permitted in accordance to the investor guidelines. Assignment of mortgage. All first mortgage loans must be registered with MERS at the time of delivery to Lakeview, and MERS transfer of benefit rights of servicing rights must be initiated by the seller to Lakeview within 24 hours of purchase. For our disaster policy, we just identify to refer to the list of affected counties published by FEMA, and we hyperlink that. Prior to purchase, Lakeview Loan Servicing will require a property inspection for any loan secured by a property in that affected area. If the subject property is located in one of the impacted counties and the appraisal was completed prior to the incident period end date, Lakeview Loan Servicing will require a post-disaster inspection confirming that the property was not adversely affected by the disaster. If FEMA does not identify an area in a disaster, Lakeview does reserve the right to declare an area not identified by FEMA as a disaster. In these cases, Lakeview will communicate any declarations. The disaster policy should be followed during an ongoing disaster and up to 90 days from the disaster declaration. Sellers may use any of the following reinspection options to satisfy the post-disaster inspection with a photograph of the subject property. And that would be a property inspection report, an appraisal update or completion report, a uniform residential appraisal report, an exterior-only appraisal report, an individual condo or PUD unit appraisal report if applicable, or a disaster inspection certification from a licensed certified inspector. If the appraiser notes defects in the exterior inspection, a uniform residential appraisal report with an interior and exterior inspection and photographs is required. If damage is revealed by the inspection, it must be repaired prior to purchase. For seasoning, loans must not be aged more than 45 days from the loan closing date until the time the loan is delivered to Lakeview for purchase. This includes the date of credit and closing is received and the loan is eligible for purchase. All loans must be purchased by Lakeview within 60 days of the note date. Under the fees section, Lakeview will collect the following fees, which is a $65 tax service fee, a $10 flood certification transfer fee, a $40 electronic upload fee, and a $40 program application fee for second mortgages when applicable. And finally, the last is just reference links where we link FHA handbook, VA handbook, as well as VA circulars, and the USDA handbook. At this point, if anyone has any questions, please submit that your question. If you could open the line for that, that would be great.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one on your touch-tone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. Again, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one. Our first question comes from the line of Michelle Swanson with Evergreen Home Loans. Ma'am, please go ahead.
So you're saying that the delivery date is 45 or 60 days from the note date, not from the date that it's registered in your site?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one.
This is Corinne. I just wanted to mention that also extension fees still apply. It's beyond the 60 days in reservation in our system.
And our next question comes from the line of Clay Schoenbroth with Cornerstone Homes. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. A quick question, just so that I have a better understanding. Is Service Solutions completely out? Are all loans going through Lakeview now, or is there an option?
No, Service Solutions is not completely out. As I mentioned, the Home Advantage, FHA, VA, and USDA will be purchased by Lakeview. Service Solutions will continue to purchase the Home Advantage Fannie Mae conventional loans and all our house key loans.
Okay, thank you.
Right, so when you go into reserve on our system, depending on what product, it'll show you who the servicer is.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Michelle Christensen with Home Street Bank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to re-review the whole 1040 transcripts plus W-2s and 1099 transcripts versus the actual documents. Do we need to order the W-2s and 1099s from the IRS or?
Sure. So for FHA and VA, if the qualifying income is either 1040, 1099, or W-2 income used to qualify, then those corresponding transcripts are acceptable. If it's USDA, then we require the full 1040 transcripts, regardless what
okay.
income is used to qualify.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Aaron Vasquez with Airway Mortgage. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I got a scenario that I'm actually working right now, and I have an issue. Can any exceptions be made under these guidelines?
Not typically, but it depends on what it is. So do you want to expand on maybe what your scenario is?
I don't know if everybody wants to hear this, but my scenario is that I pulled a credit report back in July. They had a foreclosure, since then I had to re-pull credit, and the foreclosure is not shown on the credit report anymore. So what that does, it takes it down to a downgrade.
Right.
And then on a downgrade, the only person that can do that would be Service Solutions. And Service Solutions does not accept manual underwrites.
Right.
And so my only issue is that the credit, the mortgage was reporting, now it's not. And we can't figure out why it's not reporting.
Not typically. So I would say that we try not to deviate if it's, but it's something. Let's get your contact information. Can I have your email address and I can expand it further? I will say that this matrix is not set in stone, and there will be some scenarios that we will entertain. But it's, as always, it's going to be a case by case basis.
Sure. You want my contact information right now?
Sure.
So it's my first name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. My last initial, V as in Victor, at fairwaymc.com.
Okay. I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, please do so.
Thanks.
Thank you. And our next question is a follow-up question from the line of Michelle Swanson with Evergreen Home Loans. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Karina, I wanted to clarify what you said versus what this says. So when we go in and lock, our delivery date to the Housing Finance Commission is still based on that reservation date.
Correct. You're still reserving funds in our system like you normally have been.
And our delivery date to the Housing Finance Commission is based on the lock date as it was with Service Solutions or continues to be.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be clear on. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, and I'm showing no further questions at this time.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, if there are no further questions, my name is Danielle for any of our new attendees, and I will begin our website training call. I just want to take a second to welcome you to Bayview Lakeview. I do work in the client services team based in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. And I would like to welcome our existing lenders and our new HFA lenders. We're excited to be working with you as the new master servicer. And before we get started, I just wanted to mention that our HFA lenders will continue to reserve and lock loans online at HAFA's website as you do today. And we will then load those loans into your pipeline in our system. On the training call today, I will demonstrate how to deliver those loans to us via our website, and it is the same process to deliver a closed loan to us on all other programs. So if you are an existing client with us and deliver closed loans to us, and you are now delivering HFA loans, you will see that the process flow is the same. And then on the call with me today, on the Bayview Lakeview side, we have Karen Salfrank, Elise Rubin, and Muffy Farrell. When you visit our site at www.lakeviewcorrespondent.com, this is our main page, we recommend that you save this website address as a favorite. I would like to point out a few features. I wanted to point out over here in the right-hand side is our main phone number. Now, when you hear me mention some phone numbers or contact information today, please don't worry about writing that down. I will be emailing each of you an important contact list as well as a short six-question survey. When you are ready to log in, you want to click the Log In Here link at the top right, and it will take you to the client site login screen. So for those of you who do not have your login credentials yet, you will need to get those login credentials before you can log into our site. In order to get those login credentials, you need to reach out to your primary web administrator. If you do not know who is listed as the primary web administrator at your company, please reach out to myself or Karen in the client services department, and we can get that information for you.
Now, for today, I'm going to be working in our training site, so I'm going to use my training credentials to log in. Before I log into our site, I wanted to point out the password retrieval account lockout reset link, which is what my cursor is pointing to right now. So this site is self-serve in regards to if, in the event, you have misplaced or forgotten your password, or if you have locked yourself out of your account, you can rectify that by entering in your email address and then clicking on this link, the password retrieval account lockout reset link. And then you just want to follow the prompts, and that will correct the situation for you. But now that we're logged on, you will see that we are always greeted by the announcements page. So this will list all of our announcements that we have put out there. And you can see that there are quite a few, a lot in fact. And to access any of these announcements, you would simply make your selection and click on the description link. Anything that is linked within our site will open up for you, so it can be viewed in its entirety. Now, I just want to bring to your attention right here, in the beginning of the description name, for example, the first two, they begin with the letter H. So whenever you see an announcement that begins with the letter H, that will let you know that that is a HAFA-specific announcement. Anything with the letter C, those are our regular correspondent announcements. Okay? Now, up here where it says user demo, this will reflect your own individual name. And where it says demo correspondent, that will list your company name. And underneath that, where my cursor is moving down, is what we call our left-hand side navigation toolbar. So all of these tabs have functionality, and we're going to be going over them today. My view is going to look slightly different than your view. So we're really going to focus on this bucket here, and it's called the 6033 Bayview Lakeview Closed Loan Bucket. Within that bucket, there are two tabs. In this bucket is where you will submit and work on all of your loan files. Okay. Now, before we go ahead and get into that, I just wanted to mention that this system requires you to follow a specific naming convention. So before you can upload anything to us, you want to make sure that your file is named properly. Now, we have several job aids, and the one job aid I'm going to show you now is our naming convention job aid. Everybody see that? So this job aid lists out the way that you want to name your file, and it's broken up in the colors. So the first part of that naming convention, or the first part of your file name, will always be the seller loan number. Now, when I say seller loan number, I mean your loan number for the file. It is not the reservation or number that HAFA has assigned to your loan. Okay, so just remember that. It is your loan number for the file. And then you want to follow that with an underscore, the borrower's last name, another underscore, and now you're going to give it a description. So that description can be anything you want it to be, as long as it matches what you're uploading. And then in this example, we're talking about uploading the credit and closing package for the Royer file. A couple things about the naming convention. You have to separate each instance with an underscore. You cannot use spaces or any other special characters. If you are going to give a description that has more than one word, please smush or push those words together. Okay? Don't leave any spaces in between those words. Now that we have named our file properly, it's time to upload. So to do that, you want to go to the 6033 Bayview Lakeview Closed Loan bucket. Now, you'll have another bucket when you log in to help remember the difference or to help you remember where you are submitting that closed loan, you want to look for the bucket that has the words closed loan in the name. Does that make sense? So now we've named our file properly, and we want to upload that. So we're going to click on the Deliver Loans / TDocs tab. When that Deliver Loans / TDocs tab opens up, it will bring you to the image upload screen. Underneath that, you'll see the supported file formats. So this will list out all of the acceptable file formats that you can use when you are uploading to us. You'll notice that a zip file is not acceptable. A few people will call in and ask if they can upload a zip file. You cannot upload a zip file. Most people typically upload a PDF, but these are all acceptable choices. And then for an extra reminder, as you can see, we've listed out the naming convention again. And as we go further down the page, we're going to click on the Upload Loan Images to 6033 Bayview Lakeview CLDD bar. Once that opens, you'll see the Select Files dialog box appears. And this is where you're going to add your file or files. So you can upload one file at a time or multiple files. Just keep in mind that each individual file you upload cannot exceed 150 megabytes. If you are going to upload multiple files at a time, those as a total can exceed the 150 megabytes. Just each individual file may not. Now, we know that that's a pretty generous file size, but sometimes you'll run into that, right? If your file exceeds the 150 megabytes, you just want to go ahead and save it into two separate PDF files, and you can upload accordingly. So to add your files, you want to click on the Add Files button down here at the bottom left. And then you want to pull through that file. You could also do a drag and drop into this section. So you can see I have my seller loan number, underscore, the borrower's last name, underscore, and in this instance, I am uploading my credit and closing package. Now, if I pulled through the wrong file, or if you pulled through the wrong file by mistake, you don't have to panic. Just come over to the red circle with the minus symbol in it, and when you click on that, it will remove that file for you, which will allow you to start over and add the proper file. But since that is the file I want to upload, I'm now going to click the Start Upload button. Now, when your upload has been successfully completed, you will get this smaller message box. And this is just confirming that your upload did go through. You'll also see in the status column that you have 100%, and that red circle now turned into a green circle with a check mark in it. Now, I received this confirmation message fairly quickly. That is because I uploaded a blank document. So when you're uploading your files that have actual content, it can take a moment or two. So please be patient and let the system get your file uploaded. And then once it has been uploaded, you can click OK on the smaller message box. Both of those boxes will disappear, and that is it. You have uploaded your file to us. Now, we do not require you to follow any particular stacking order when you upload to us. Once we receive your upload, we will index everything out for you. And when you upload that initial package or your credit or your closing package, the file will go through a 48-hour review. So the first part of that 24-hour review will be for your credit review. And then following that will be the compliance review. Once both reviews have been completed, the determination will be posted here online in your pipeline. Okay. Also, another thing, after you upload your file, you want to wait around 15 to 20 minutes
before it is visible on our site. So if you upload your file and you go back to look for it 5 minutes later and you don't see it, please do not panic. Just allow the system to run that 15 to 20 minutes before you can see it imaged on our site. Now, while we're still on the image upload screen, I want to talk to you about TDocs, because in the Deliver Loans / TDocs tab, it mentions TDocs. TDocs for us stands for trailing docs or trailing documents. You may consider them or call them conditions or STIPs. So there are two locations in which you can upload your TDocs. If you wish to upload your TDocs to the image upload screen, you can do so by just following the exact same steps that you took when you uploaded your initial package. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the naming convention is listed for the TDoc. Now, this is also reflected in our job aid, and I'm going to show you that here. So as always, everyone, you want to name that file starting with the seller loan number. Again, that is your loan number on the file. You want to follow that with an underscore, the borrower's last name, another underscore, and then you add the letters TDOC, another underscore, and then a description of that document. So by adding the letters TDOC into that naming convention, it will trigger underwriting to know that you've uploaded something. Okay. And then once you have that TDoc named properly, right, we're just going to follow the same steps that you took to upload your initial package, and you would click the upload loan images, and then you would add your TDoc files. I'm going to show you that in more detail in just a minute, but this is just a brief overview if you wanted to upload your TDocs to the image upload screen. Now, underneath the Deliver Loan / TDocs tab is the reporting tab. And again, remember, we are still working under the Bayview Lakeview closed loan bucket. So next, I want to click on this reporting tab. When you enter the reporting tab, you can see that we have a reports menu, and it will list out four of your reports. And then we have the loan search feature. So if you wanted to search for a particular file and you knew the loan number or the seller loan number, you would just enter that number in there, click search, and it will pull up that file for you. Then you can work on that file or look at that file. Now, going back up to the reports menu, the first report here is called the Pipeline Snapshot Summary. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your pipeline, okay? To access it, you want to click on the Pipeline Snapshot Summary link. And when you do so, it will show you all of the statuses in which your files will fall into. Now, I'm in a training region, so I only have four statuses. However, once you start submitting your files to us, you'll have a lot more statuses than this, and you'll be able to actually watch your files move through the statuses, right? It's going to move through our process from beginning to end. Over to the right of the status is the loan count column. So this will tell you how many of your loans fall into each status at any given time. To access or to work on any of these loans, you simply need to click on the corresponding status link. Now, a minute ago, we went over how to upload TDocs to the image upload screen. Well, now I want to show you how to upload TDocs to an individual loan file. And for me to do that on today's call, I'm going to take advantage of my compliance suspended credit approved status. And you can see that there's one loan file. When I click on that status link, it will bring me to that one loan file. And you can see we now have a loan number and a seller loan number. So I want to just talk about this quickly. I don't want you to be confused.
Anytime you see seller loan number in our site, that is talking about your loan number for the file. However, once files are locked or in a float status with us, we also generate a loan number for your file. So that's what you see here with the loan number. I'm going to click on the loan number link, and that file will open up for me. Okay. Something that I wanted to point out, you'll notice that our left-hand navigation toolbar stays with us through every screen. And you can see we have a summary of loan information. And I'm just going to scroll down this page. I want to show you a few of the features here. The loan reports feature. So under that loan report heading is a document. Depending on what status your file is in, it will determine the name of that document. So for example, when you get your conditional loan approval, underneath this loan reports heading, that document will be called, and forgive me, I forget the exact verbiage, but it will be called something along the lines of conditional loan approval. And then to access that information, you would just click on that link, and it will open up for you. So what we're looking at right now is just some test information. But as you scroll through the document, you can see those three outstanding conditions. And then you can do a file print or file save if you'd like. And then underneath that is our escalation log. So ladies and gentlemen, please make note of this. The escalation log feature does not work. If you were to click on that escalation log, you would think it's working, but your escalation will go nowhere. It just kind of hangs out. So please remember to bypass the escalation log. If you need to, or if you feel the need to put an escalation into your file, you will want to reach out to your assigned client manager. Your assigned client manager is your single point of contact for all loan level specific questions. And that is also the, a part of that important contact information that I'll be sending over to you. It will list out who your assigned client manager is. And then underneath that, we have the loan exceptions section. So this is listing out those three conditions. And if you want to upload those conditions individually, you would simply click on the Upload Files to Clear link within each condition. And when you do that, you'll see the same Select Files dialog box appears. Our uploading functionality is the same throughout our entire site. And then you would just click Add Files, and then you can add that condition. Scrolling down a little further, you'll see this section, and it's called Loan Images. And it says, click here to upload TDoc files to this loan. So if you have a bunch of conditions you want to upload at once, you can do that here. And you would simply click on that link, and then you can start to pull through or to add all of your TDocs. Okay? As many as you want. You can just keep adding them. And then you would click the Start Upload. Again, you want to wait for that smaller message box to appear, letting you know that your upload was successful. And then you can click on OK. Both of those boxes will disappear, and you've uploaded your TDocs. Now, when you upload your TDocs, once the upload has been completed successfully, if you go up to your URL bar and click on the refresh icon, your screen will refresh itself, and then instantly, all of those uploads, all of those TDocs, will be imaged out at the bottom of the page. They will all be hyperlinked so they can be opened and viewed, and they will each have a date and timestamp of when they were uploaded. So whereas it takes 15 to 20 minutes to see that initial submission package come through, you can see your TDocs instantly if you click on that refresh icon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point out this verbiage because it's here and some people will read it, and I want to make sure that everybody understands and is comfortable with our naming convention. So this says the upload feature is intended to upload TDoc files to the system. Please ensure that you follow the appropriate naming convention of, and then it states loan number, underscore TDoc. Well, this is incorrect, right? It is contradictory to what we have outlined in our naming convention. So please, when in doubt, always refer to the naming convention when you are naming your files before upload. Or if you feel more comfortable, you can call us in the client services department and we will walk you through this. We will give you a refresher and make sure that your file is named properly. Now, I'm going to go back to our reporting tab. And the next report is our seller image files not matching report. So this report goes hand in hand with our naming convention. And it's one of the reasons why we stress the importance of following our naming convention. If you incorrectly name your file, your upload will fall into this report. And this is kind of like limbo, right? It's just going to sit there until either you notice it's in there or somebody on our end notices that your upload has been routed to this report. And it could cause a delay in the forward motion of your loan file in our system. So please make sure you are following the naming convention properly. Now, this report gets monitored, I believe, once a day. So if the folks here notice that your upload made its way into this report, they will move it out of there for you as long as they have a file to match it to. However, if you find it before we do, then we just ask that you call into your client manager. She will need to move this out of there for you. Please do not rename that file properly and upload. Okay, just give a call in to your client manager and she will handle it from there. Now, if some of you are looking at this, you can see that my files do follow the naming convention. And again, we're in a testing site, so the reason that these two uploads are in this report is because there's no registered file. So if you got ahead of yourself or maybe ahead of somebody else in your department and you uploaded your package before it's been registered, your upload will fall into this report also. Okay? Our next report is the deficiency details report. So this report will list out all of your files that have outstanding conditions, and it will list those conditions for you. If it helps you to better maintain this pipeline, you can click on the Get More Details in Excel, and that will populate an Excel spreadsheet for you. And then, of course, with all of our reports, you can always refresh by clicking on the Refresh Report button. Now we're going back to our reporting tab. The last report here is the purchase advice report. So currently, you will have to log in and grab your own purchase advice. So when you click on that purchase advice link, you want to enter in a start and end date for the report that you wish to run. And then you have these options. You can click on Get Purchase Advice to get the purchase advice. If you click on Get in Excel, it will produce that purchase advice report for you in Excel format. And then you can also print the report. To clear out these start and end date fields, you just want to click on Clear. And there you have it. Now, we're done with the 6033 Bayview Lakeview closed loan bucket. So we went over how to name your files and how to upload them, including your TDocs. Now we're going to move down, and we're going to finish out the last portion of this left-hand navigation toolbar. If you were to click on the Announcements tab, it will bring you back to that announcements page that you see every time you log in. And then to access the product matrix, you want to click on Product Matrix Documents. and you'll see all of our product matrices. The one you'll be concerned about is this one, and it's listed as the WSHFC Home Advantage Government Loan Programs, and this is what Elise went over in the beginning of the call. Next, we have the Seller Guides tab. If you feel like you want to review our seller guides, you would click on this tab, and it will bring up two documents, the Bayview Seller Guide and the Lakeview Seller Guide. You will only concern yourself with the Lakeview Seller Guide. Now, you'll see that Lakeview and Bayview icons both appear on our site. So to know the difference in a quick explanation is Lakeview will service and fund all of our agency loans, while Bayview will service and fund all of our portfolio products. So in your case, when you're uploading your Washington loans to us, it's a closed loan. You always want to click on the Lakeview Seller Guide. Now, two things about our seller guide. Well, three things. This one in general is 163 pages. Nobody likes to look through 163 pages, so if you go to page 2, you'll come to our table of contents, and you'll see that each chapter and its subchapters have been hyperlinked. So all you have to do is click on the chapter or the subchapter hyperlink, and it will take you directly to that page. Okay? Now, a feature of our seller guides is the find feature. And for those of you who are not familiar with the find feature, you want to press on the control button and the letter F button on your keyboard. Then you'll see this find box appears. So you can enter in a single word or a small combination of words in this find box and search the entire document for that word. So let's say, for example, you wanted to read on Alonges. Type the word in, and I'm going to click Next, and you'll see it brings me to every instance that the word Alonges appears within this seller guide. Next up, we have the exclusionary list, and you'll see that this document is called the Bayview-Lakeview Exclusionary List. This is here if you ever need to view it. Mostly this is the Freddie Mac exclusionary list. I believe we've added a couple of things to it, but all in all, this really is a mirror image of the Freddie Mac exclusionary list. If you need to access it, again, you can do that here. Then we have the reference library. So the reference library is filled with a ton of really helpful, really informative information, or documentation, I should say. We will not go over all of these on today's call. I do recommend, though, if and when you find yourself with a little extra time, to log in and familiarize yourself with the documents we have here. Everything that was placed in the reference library is for your benefit. The first document I want to show you is the delivery file checklist, and you can see there are two of them. The first one says closing documents, so that's the checklist you want to use when you're preparing your closed loan file for submission. And the next one is the checklist you want to use when you are preparing your credit file for submission. Now, earlier you heard me say that we do not require you to follow any particular stacking order, and that is still true. We just created a checklist so you have a guide when you are preparing that file. I'm going to open up the delivery file checklist for the closing documents and let you have a peek at that. Sorry, it looks like it's taking a little bit of time here. All right. Now, with the checklists, we ask that you please fill out this top portion to the best of your ability and provide this with your upload. This is really just a courtesy. You will not get stipped out if you don't provide this checklist with your upload. It's just useful if and when your client manager has any questions on your file. She will know who to reach out to. And then as I scroll through, you can get a glimpse of everything that is required in your closed loan submission, of course, if applicable. All right. And then as I get further down the page, we'll find the Washington requirements. Does everybody see that? All right. And then we have the same for the credit file. So you can upload your closed loan package and your credit file separately, or you can upload them together in one big PDF. And remember, if you're going to do that, you just want to smush the name of that into no spaces, just like we had in the naming convention job aid. And again, if you could fill out the top portion, that would be great. And then this is a glimpse of your checklist, if applicable, of course, to your loan. And the last document that I'm going to go over with you is called the Quick Reference Guide for Sellers on Lakeview Agency Products for Loans Purchased June 1st, 2016 and after. This is very important, so if you take nothing away, let it be the naming convention and this quick reference guide that I'm about to review with you. You'll see that there are two documents that start with Quick Reference Guide for Sellers. However, the first one only pertains to Bayview Portfolio Loans. So since you are actually going to be submitting a Lakeview Agency product or any of your closed loans, you always want to refer to the Quick Reference Guide for Sellers that states Lakeview Agency products for loans purchased June 1st, 2016 and after. And I stress the importance of you knowing that because these two documents look identical at first glance. Okay? The problem with that is they have different information. So if you're in a rush, right, let's say it's month end and we're in a rush, just like the nature of the industry, and you log in to grab that quick reference guide and you just click on the first one you see, I hate to tell you this, but all of your information is going to be wrong. When I say your information is going to be wrong, I mean your mortgagee clause will be wrong, your Bailey letter information will be wrong, your note endorsements will be wrong. So it's extremely important that you are always referring to the Quick Reference Guide for Sellers that states Lakeview Agency products on loans purchased June 1st, 2016 and after. And I'm going to open up this document so you can see everything on here. So I'm just going to go down each side. I'm going to touch on a few of the headings here. We have the website and commitment desk information. The commitment desk is also known as the locker pricing desk. And then we get into the client manager contact breakdown. So you'll see we have four client managers. We have Deidre, Alzira, Teresa, and Dominica. These ladies are your single point of contact for all loan level specific questions. They are the ones who receive and who work on your loan files. Now, if you forget who your client manager is and you happen to know who your business development director is, you want to locate your business development director's name, and then you'll be able to see who her assigned client manager is. Now, again, I'm going to be sending you all an important contact list with each of your assigned client managers. As we scroll down the left side a little bit further, we have lock and delivery expiration information. We have your note delivery address, the note endorsement, your Bailey info. A lot of people call in asking us for our MERS information. This is where you can locate it. And then we have the final docs address. So this would be where you send things such as your final title policy. Okay. If you had any post-funding adjustment requests or questions, this is where you can email them to. We're going to go down to page 2. We have the FHA holder and servicing IDs,
our USDA information. And now I'm going to scroll towards the right, and we're going to work our way up. So this will list out, excuse me for that, the housing agency fees. We have Calhafa, Delaware, and Washington. So this is where you'll be able to find those Washington-specific fees. Okay. And then we're going up the page. Here is the client services contact information. This is how you can reach myself or Karen in client services. And we're really here to help you with any website navigation questions, any general or basic questions. If you just want to call and say hi, you can do that too. We enjoy that sometimes. And then we have our loan care customer service information. So all of our loans purchased June 1st, let me rephrase that, all of our Lakeview agency loans purchased June 1st, 2016 and after are serviced by loan care. This is their contact information. This is important. We have our goodbye letter and notice of transfer information. And then we also list out the first payment address. Okay, you'll see it all reflects loan care. And then all the way up at the top, we have our mortgagee clause and our hazard and flood insurance information. Okay, so this is a really great document. Just please make sure that you are looking at the proper one, at the correct quick reference guide. Now, you're more than welcome to save this document or to print this document out along with anything that you find on our site. Please know that these are live documents, though, so they are subject to change. So please make sure if you do that, meaning if you save a document or print one out, that it is always the most recent version. Then we have the User Management tab. This tab is only going to be accessible to the person at your company listed as the primary web administrator, and this is where that person will go to add your user credentials and to look at their user list. Then we have the User Profile tab. This feature will be available to all of you once you have your login credentials. This is where you can go and change your password if you felt like you wanted to. This system will require you to reset your password every 90 days. You will get an email reminder. But if you decided you wanted to change your password, let's say on a random Thursday, it will start the clock over. Okay? And then, of course, we have the logout feature. So this will allow you to fully and properly log out of our site. So we've covered a lot on today's call. We went over our naming convention. We went over how to upload or ship your files to us through our website, as well as naming and uploading your TDocs and a lot of our very helpful documentation. I would turn this call over to the operator. If for anyone who has any questions, the floor is yours.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star then one on your touch-tone telephone.
Hi, this is Karina from the Commission.
Hi, Karina.
Hi. Just wanted to reiterate that the program matrix is also found on the Commission website under the Home and Manage Manual, as well as the checklist for submission of files, both your closing and your credit documents to Lakeview. So you'll find the checklist there as well. And in Section 12 of our manual, you'll find the purchase and delivery instructions there for your files.
Perfect. Thank you, Karina.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one. And our first question comes from the line of Jason Brown.
Uh-oh.
We'll try a different one. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star, then one. Our next question comes from the line of Heather Thomas. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yes, when will this program take effect?
This is Karina for the Commission. We started accepting reservations from lenders this past Monday, October 24th. That is assuming your corporate has is fully approved and activated with Lakeview, as well as have a fully executed mortgage origination agreement signed with us and the Lakeview, as well as your corporate.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. And our next question comes from the line of Shelley Bernal with Landmark Professional. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. I'm just curious, what is the AUS supposed to look like? If we're running this, you know, FHA under DU, I know that normally with conventional we're running it under Alabama Housing, but as far as FHA, how is that supposed to look?
Hi, this is Elise. So it would be total scorecard, and it would be either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac LP findings that your total scorecard is associated with.
Okay, so we don't have to, you know, we don't have to use our drop-down and choose, like, Alabama Housing or anything for FHA. Because normally we would run it under LP for FHA because it's not designated.
And that would be acceptable for us, as long as the findings are accept eligible.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, and I'm showing no further questions at this time.
Okay. Everyone, if there are no further questions, I want to thank you for your time and your patience today on our training call. Again, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to us. We really want to ensure that you have a smooth transition from beginning to end. And if there's anything that we can do to help, please let us know. And with that, I'll let you have your day back. Everyone, thanks again so much for your time.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in today's conference. This does conclude the program, and you may all disconnect. Everyone, have a great day.